Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Nadine. Sorry. I was in a meeting. I'm like, oh man, I gotta call someone.
It's all right.
Sorry about that. But I did want to follow up with you, you know, as I said I would. I wanted you to kind of really think about it last night, you know. It was a lot of information thrown at you. But I did want to follow up. I mean, where, you know, did you kind of think about it, talk with the wife? I mean, where are you at?
Yeah, I thought about it. I do want to do it.
Uh-huh.
And I am interested. I think I'm interested at the $200 one, though, or the $199, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess my question is, I'm gonna get a computer this weekend. I was gonna wait till this weekend to get one.
Uh huh.
Because I have a tablet, but it doesn't
right.
seem to work as good as what a computer would. Is this something that I'm gonna have to start working on in the next day or so?
I'm gonna tell you how the
you'd have to send me a. You said that you'd have to send me a pin. Or is this something?
Yeah,
that,
I'm gonna
like,
tell
to
you.
Started on ASAP.
Yeah, let me tell you how it's gonna work. The process, okay?
Okay.
So, you and I, we create the account, right? We just verify business information, you know, phone number, because we want to make sure that everything's uniform. Your company name, your phone number, across the board, right? We verify the address that you want, because Google, they're going to send you a PIN code in the mail, okay? It's going to come from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay, you'll get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days.
Okay.
Now, so once you and I create the account, we'll go over the billing, verify the business information. We will also set up what's called a client interview. The client interview is really important. That's where the magic's going to happen. In that client interview, you're going to speak with the technician, one of our techs who's highly trained and certified. They're going to talk to you. Basically, what they're doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you, you know, if you have pictures, where to send the pictures to, talking to you about the website. They're going to go over more in detail your keywords, okay, keyword phrases. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that. Basically, what you would just be sending us is if you have pictures, they'll provide you either a way that you can text photos or even email us the pictures, okay?
Okay.
But you don't need to be in front of a computer for any of this. Now, from there, and I like to schedule the client interview, if not that same day, okay, depending on your availability and what we have available, I like to schedule it, if not that same day, by no later than the next day, only because the quicker we get you through that client interview, the faster we are moving, okay?
Right.
So just so you understand the timeline of how everything, you know, is going to be processed and how it's going to work, okay? 6 to 10 days, you're going to get the PIN code in the mail from Google. Once you get that PIN code, we need that ASAP. There's a way you could either text it to us, you could email it to us, or you could call it in. Okay, the tech will go over all of this with you. Now, 5 to 7 days, we will have you listed within all the popular directories, and we're also going to send you an email with a link, a username, and a password, so this way you could start tracking your results. So with this reporting system, you can see all the keywords you're listed for, you know, where they perform that location of the search, how many phone calls you're getting. So you're going to be able to track all of that. Okay. And then 7 to 14 days. Okay. Your website's going to be completed. We will email it to you first. So this way you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay. Now, typically what it does state, and this is in our terms and conditions, okay, is that it can take between 30 to 45 days for the first page placement on Google. We do like to under-promise and over-deliver. sometimes I've seen where it has happened sooner. So that's why I stress to you that once you get that PIN code, you provide it to us ASAP, okay? In the meantime, we have that website up. We have the directory submission up and running so that you can start generating some calls, okay?
Okay.
That is the process. We will also send you notifications as these things are being completed. So you'll be notified when you're live in the directories, when you're live on the first page of Google. So we're going to definitely keep you in the loop as these things are being processed. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the timeline. Just so you know, I mean, you sign up today, it's not going to happen tomorrow. You're not going to be on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
So,
well, that's
fine.
Just because I have some things going on this weekend, I got a lot of jobs, and I just wanted to not, I didn't want to be working from behind, you know what I mean? I didn't want to, you know, you guys be, you know, ready to do stuff, and, you know, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, no, of course not. And okay. And that's what I'm saying. Like, in the client interview, I mean, all it is basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. They're verifying the information I put because they want to make sure that, you know, I notated everything correctly. They'll talk to you about, okay, well, you know, your website, we want to create it with, you know, they're going to talk to you about the content that they're going to create. So they'll ask you, they'll kind of go over mission statement. They're going to write a biography about your business. The client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, Chris. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But,
okay.
I mean, it's not like...
Is that something that I come up with, or do they already have the layout for that?
No, we have the layout. Basically, they're going to talk to you, okay, let's go over some of your keywords, because they're the experts in that, right? They have the database, and they're going to let you know. You know, it's nothing too complicated. It's really just getting your input on some things, and they're creating everything. Basically, the only thing that really you'll need to do is just – pretty much answer your phone and send us photos that you want us to update, really, because they're doing everything else. Okay?
Okay. One more question so I don't forget.
Of course.
I'll be moving in 2 months.
Okay.
My business is just my address, like my home address.
Uh-huh.
Would that cause problems too?
So, I will be very transparent with you, okay? Google, when they mail it out, typically they're mailing out these PIN codes to home addresses, right? It's what people call a home office, okay? So, they will not PIN verify you at a PO box, just FYI. Or at, like, if you had a mailbox at a storage facility, they won't do it, okay? So, your address will appear nowhere on Google. We hide your address so that it doesn't show. Now, if you're moving in 2 months, right, are you staying within the same city?
Yeah, I'll still be in Cortland.
Okay. So, what I would recommend, if you're still staying within the same city, right, is it the same zip code or is it like...
It'll be the same
zip
code.
How far is it going to be? Okay. Then honestly, you wouldn't have to update it. I would recommend updating it. If you moved in 2 months, let's say to a completely different city, right? Then that's when I would recommend, you know what, we need to update your address. In that case, sometimes Google will send out a new PIN code, okay, to make sure that you're verified in that new location, right?
Okay. Right.
But since you're going to be within the same zip code and city, I mean, your address isn't going to show. If it was a storefront or like a brick and mortar, right?
Yeah,
and let's say it was like an actual showroom that people would go to, you know, pick out tile, you know what I mean, or flooring, then we would want to update your address. If that was the case, then they would just send out a new PIN code to you. That's all.
Okay. Yep. Like I said, I think I want to do it. You said I get everything except for the Facebook ads, right?
Yeah, everything except for the Facebook ads. Everything else is included, just not the Facebook ads. But again, Chris, later on down the line, if you want to add the Facebook ads, you can do that at any time, right? Okay. But as far as, like, you could start with the local-only package, that's not a problem. It's still going to get you within those 20 miles bound from your zip code, okay?
That was another thing, too. Like, am I set in at that 20 miles?
Yeah,
because I was actually going to look that up.
Yeah, just so you, and in fact, I'll look it up while we're on the phone right now. And I'll tell you kind of what cities that covers. Because the local, so when it comes to the local map, right? The local map will get you found in your zip code by where you're PIN verified, okay? And it'll actually cover 20 miles around you. So it's like drawing a circle 20 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. So if we look at cities 20 miles from, and your zip code's the 44410, right? 44410?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me kind of take a look and see what's around that. Okay. Let's see here. 18. Okay, so 18 miles northeast of, well, come on, throw me some cities here. Okay. I see Missouri. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Sorry, it's like 19 miles away. You got Sharpsville, Brookfield, Kingsman, Hartford. It also shows Hermitage, Pennsylvania, Greenville, Pennsylvania. I mean, that's kind of like 20 miles around you. It's what it's showing. I got, what else? You're pretty close to Pennsylvania, huh?
Yeah.
Not that far from there.
Can I reduce that to 15 miles?
Well, I mean, that's what it covers. Yeah, it's going to cover, just to be very transparent with you, depending on your location, right? It will target 15 to 20 miles. 20 miles is typically, depending on the area where you're located, is the furthest that it covers. So when you want to be particular on the areas that you really want, like if they're specific, let's say you had certain zip codes that you wanted to target or certain counties, that's when you would include Google ads, but you're not there yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, that's what the local listing covers, okay, 15 to 20 miles.
Okay.
Max.
Yeah, because I definitely don't want to go over 20. I probably definitely
it
don't
will
want
not.
To go over 20.
It will not go, I promise you, it won't. Yeah, it won't.
Okay.
It will definitely not go over 20.
I didn't know if you could set in like a 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, like different increments.
Yeah, it definitely won't go over 20, that's for sure. But the local listing, I mean, it's going to get you found within those 15 to 20 miles. Again, it just depends on the area. Right? Of where you're located.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And remember, you're not paying per phone call. You're not paying per job. So you could be very selective on the ones that you want to take as well.
You mean like when they get a hold of me?
Yes. Correct. Because, you know, like with the Angie's Leads and Home Advisor, right? They charge you for every single one that you receive, whether it converts into a job or not. With Google, calls come directly to you. And you're not charged for every phone call or every job, right? It's a fixed flat rate. So even if you wanted to pick and choose the ones that you want to take, you can do that too, because it's not costing you for every call that you're receiving, because it's a fixed flat rate. Okay?
Yep.
So you want to give it a shot? It's a local only?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You said like, my name would pop up as in, you know, whenever people use keywords. Now, what if, now, I know, like, I just searched stump grinders near me, last night, and it, you know, it gives me a whole bunch of, people. A lot of them have, you know, 5-star ratings too. So I didn't know if, you know, am I at the top or am I just on that page?
That's a great question. So with Google, it's an algorithm, right? Depending on the keywords and keyword phrases, okay? And depending on where they're searching from is how you're going to be appearing. So we don't have a way, and Google doesn't either, of telling you, Chris, you're going to be number one, or you're going to be number six, right? But we're going to make sure that you're being found on that first page. I mean, even now, right, when I'm looking up stump grinders, right, they're in your zip
yeah.
code, okay? I see Sunbelt Rentals because they rent equipment, right?
Yeah.
I see Andy's Tree Service. I see Andy's Tree Service again, which is kind of crazy that they would even have two profile pages. That does not help them. If anything, that kind of hurts them because it makes it look like it's two different businesses, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
You see Bezetta Tree, Inc. They have two reviews. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you see Michael Clark Stump Grinding. They got two reviews. A&J's got three. At towards the bottom, okay, I then see Starwood Tree Service. Those guys got 217 reviews, and they're not the very first one on the first page. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So I always recommend, Chris, if you have clients that you have done, you know, work for, okay?
Yeah.
Have them leave you reviews on your Google page, okay? My recommendation always with clients, because like you have one 5-star review on Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, which is good, right?
Yeah. Right.
But once you have that Google profile page, you kind of want to direct your clients to leaving you reviews on Google, okay, for this reason. If you were, let's say you didn't renew your subscription, right, with Angie's
yeah.
Leads, okay, your content and those reviews on there are going to disappear eventually. They're going to be gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Google.
Yeah, because I plan on honestly getting rid of them anyway.
Yeah. And on Google, okay, let's say
yeah.
later on down the line you decide you want to discontinue services with us, Chris, none of your content
yeah.
disappears. I mean, eventually you'll fall off the first page because we're not servicing it. But
yeah.
any reviews that you generated, any content that we created for you on Google, on the directories, none of that will disappear, okay? So you want,
okay.
once you have the profile page, you want to direct your clients to leaving you reviews on Google, okay?
Okay.
That's what I always recommend to anybody, even anyone that doesn't sign up with us and they have a Google profile page. I tell them, have your clients leave your reviews on Google, only because, I mean, it's great to have it on Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, but again, if you don't renew that subscription, it's going to go away.
Well, I think the customer just did that on his own. You know, I didn't even ask him.
Yeah.
He kind of did it.
That's awesome, though, that they did that.
Right. But see, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, I probably could have gotten a couple more, but I never asked the customers because they were older, and honestly, they didn't like dealing with Angie's Leads, calling them back and forth a few times. And
yeah.
know. So.
I hear you.
I kind of want to get away from that anyway, but I was kind of wondering because I didn't know, you know, would I end up at the top or, you know, I end up at the bottom because I'm the newest person or.
Not necessarily. I've seen guys that have no reviews and they're on the first page and they're like one of the first three. Okay. Reviews
okay.
do help. They do help with your profile being more attractive and people are more prone, you know, to calling a company that's got some reviews on there because they're reading reviews. It's kind of like it's what we call the modern day word of mouth, right? People
right,
are now
yeah.
going to know who you are without even knowing your company by name. So. Yeah, I mean, it'll be definitely helpful for you. And you've
all
done
right,
a great
so,
job on your Facebook page as well. Really great job on that. I'm looking
you pull
at
that
it
up?
Now. Yeah,
okay.
I did. The photos, wow. Really good pictures.
See,
I mean, I see a lot of Facebook pages, and I'll tell you, Chris, sometimes you'll see photos upside down or I'm like, oh, my goodness, we need to fix that.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is my phone doesn't take the best quality pictures. You know,
they
like
look
whenever
pretty good.
Whenever I transfer them, they don't come out as clear, I don't think.
Uh-huh. If you took
yeah,
those with
I mean,
your
I've
phone,
done
they
that
look
all
pretty
myself.
If you took those with your phone, Chris, to be quite honest with you, they look pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I mean, that's you know, I've done it all myself. This is pretty much just all me.
You've done a great job so far, you know. You really have.
I'm trying, and you know, those ain't even all the, you know, those are just some of the better jobs that are pictures. But,
right.
You know, I got way more jobs under my belt. I got 5 to do this weekend, so.
Oh, well, good for you. Good for you. I see that there's an email on your Facebook page. I don't know if that's a good email for you. New View, S as in Sam, G as in George, 22@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my business email.
Okay. You check it frequently?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sending you right now. I just sent you an email. I'm actually sending you 2 emails. The first one I sent you, it's labeled Google Advertising. Okay. It shows you everything that I mentioned that's included in the local only package. I even put an example of a website just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of it. And it shows you the pricing at $199 a month. Okay.
All right.
And then the second email that I'm sending you, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So this way you can just get familiar with how the reports will look. Okay. It'll show you like the breakdown, like the phone calls, you know, how many times you appeared in the searches, where they even performed the search from, which I think is kind of crazy, right?
Right.
but it's good to know, you know, we want you to track your results. Okay. Now on this phone number that we're speaking on, I mean, you can get your text messages too, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you right now 3 text messages. Okay. Although, Chris, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. You did get the one I sent you yesterday, right? With my phone number and my extension. I can resend it to you.
The text message? I didn't get it.
I'll resend it while we're on the phone right now. I always like to provide my information, even though it's at the bottom of the emails, but I always like to text it anyways. So let me know once that comes through. Okay. So the first one's going to have my name with my number and my extension. The second one is going to have customer service, their phone number. Anytime, Chris, that you have an update, a question, a concern, you know, regarding your account, you would contact customer service. We're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, from your time, we're here 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you a third text. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long, but I really want you to take a look at that video. It's actually going to walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. So it walks you through it on how you go into your tracking and reporting system. So make sure you watch that just to get familiar with it. It is nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with that. Okay.
Okay.
Did those come through to you yet?
I did not get them yet.
Okay.
I was going to ask too.
Yeah.
You said that you guys don't try to work with other people in my area because you don't want to compete against, you know, yourself.
No. Yeah, exactly. It would be like working against ourselves, you know?
So like, who are you guys compared to like Andy Street Service that's on there? That's on Google.
I'll tell you. So we're a Google channel partner, right?
Okay.
And we work with many businesses throughout the United States. I mean, our company, in fact, we have a birthday coming up this December. We'll be 18 years in business. Okay. As far as channel partners within the United States, I believe we're 1 out of 40. So what considers us a channel partner to Google is because Google recognizes, you know, that we're a company that, you know, has met the requirements that they require. And that's, you know, having our technicians highly trained, certified, you know, demonstrating our ad skills, our net spend. So that's when Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. Okay. That is why our listings are exclusive, because it doesn't benefit the client and it doesn't benefit us when we work with a bunch of companies that are competitors within the same area. I mean, who's going to benefit from that? I know you guys aren't, especially,
right.
And we won't benefit because it is like we're working against ourselves. So that's why we say it's exclusive within our positions. Now, I mean, I have several categories that we're working on filling because, I mean, we work with many businesses throughout the United States, you know? So,
right.
You know, these other companies, I mean, I don't know who they're working with or what they're doing, but the list that my reps went off of was a list of potential customers that was provided by our inventory department, of potential businesses that might qualify for the position that had opened up. Okay. So the list is created, just so you know, they create that list with businesses that have some type of online presence, but aren't on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So that's how the lists are created. It could be when you registered your company. It could be because of your Facebook page. You know, when you register a company, sometimes you wind up on little directories that they put you on, like within the city or the state, right? So that's
okay.
How that works. Okay. Does that kind of all make sense?
Yeah, because you know, that was kind of my next question, is how did you guys even hear about me?
Right. Yeah.
You know, because I know I'm doing good work, but I've only been around for, you know, like 5 months. So I was just kind of wondering how, you know, how it came to be that, you know, because, I mean, you guys are the second people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because Andy's lead's got a hold of me first.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, it could have been when you had your Facebook page. I see like a couple of little directories, you know, like a U.S. directory, you know, stuff like that. But, and then you have the Angie's leads. So when my representatives are calling through the area off that list that they're provided, their job, okay, is to find us a company that meets our requirements. So we want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, okay, provides a quality service and that can handle more business. That's what qualified you. Okay. So when my rep chatted me and said, hey, I have someone on the phone. I feel that they're a great candidate. Can you please speak with them? You know, when you were speaking with Tara yesterday. So in our conversation, it's my job to see what your needs are for your business. You know, where are you at? What are some of your goals? What are your concerns? What's working for you now? What's not working? Okay. What are you currently doing? Because my job is to make sure not just that it's a good fit for us, Chris, but that it's a good fit for you. Okay. And I mean, we talked about the seasonal, right? You know, because you're seasonal. So we talked about that. And I wanted to make sure that we address that because if, you know, we understand your seasons change, right? You know, there's ice, like you can't do much when there's ice and it's rock solid, right? And it's so funny because I was watching a movie just last night, my husband and I, and, I know this is off subject, but they couldn't bury the kid's dad. You know, it kind of sounds like a really sad movie, but they couldn't bury the kid's dad in Massachusetts. They had to wait until the springtime because it was solid. The ground was ice and the kid was like freaking out. My dad's in a freezer until April. I know it's kind of silly to bring that up, but you know, I'm just saying we understand the season. So again, I mean, even in our conversation, I feel still even now that you're a great fit, but of course, you know, that's why I gave you those two options because you're a new business still, you know, and you know what your budget is. You know what you can work with. So I didn't want to just say, this is all you can do. I wanted to give you your options.
Right. And I do, you know, I like the idea of the one with the Facebook ads, but, you know, I don't want to strap myself too tight.
Of course.
You know, 'cause we're also getting towards the end of the year too. So, I mean, maybe next year we'll just start up with that, you know, whenever it comes time. But
even when you go on seasonal hold, And then right when you're like, okay, hey, I want to start up, but listen, I want to start with the Facebook ads now. You can do that at any time. Okay.
Right.
You just let us know, and then that's when you would pay the $249, right? The additional
right.
$50. Okay. I've already put that in the notes, so that way you know. I mean, that price
okay.
isn't going to change on you, right?
Right. But that was the
okay.
other thing too. Is it going to change next year?
No. No, because this is a price that you're grandfathered into. So even if you went on a seasonal hold, even if Google changed the prices on us, if you're coming back, sticking with the local only package, it's going to be $199. Okay.
Okay.
If you're coming back and you say, listen, I want to start it back up, but with the Facebook ads included, then you're paying the $249. Okay.
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 Did those messages come through? I resent them.
Yes, I did get them.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And then is Chris short for Christopher or is it Chris? It's just for the account purpose.
It's short for Christopher.
I
go by Chris, but I mean,
no worries.
Legally,
yeah.
It's Christopher.
Is it Christopher? I know some people have unique spellings. Okay. But I know, Tata, that you go by Chris. Okay. What's your last name, Chris?
Johnson. J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay. And then the number that should be listed, you know, for clients to contact you on, and this is the best number that we can also reach you at, is the 330-978-5623?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the company name, okay, it should read and confirm with me on this, New View, which are two separate words, Stump Grinding, LLC. Do you want that LLC included? It's your preference.
I guess I didn't realize you were going to ask me that. I don't know. I guess people don't normally do that, do they?
Well, here's the thing, right? When I look at your Facebook page, you have it included.
Yeah.
Okay. When I look at your home advisor, Angie's Leads, you have it included. It is your preference. We just want to make sure that everything is uniform so that your company name is the same wherever we're promoting your business. We want to make sure it's across the board listed the same way.
I mean, I know it's better that I have an LLC than not have one, but is it better for me to just show that it's there?
It's really just a preference. I know some businesses that are LLCs, they prefer that it doesn't show. They don't want it to show. There's some businesses that are like, yeah, I want it to show. So it's really your preference. If we change it to where it doesn't have it, then I would recommend that you do the same with your Facebook, just so it looks uniform. Do you see what I'm saying?
Why don't we just go ahead and keep the LLC on there? My
okay.
business cards. I mean, I put it on my business cards. I put it on everything because I thought you were supposed to since it was already there.
Yeah. You know what? If you have it like that on your business cards, then I would suggest let's keep it that way. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And then now Google's going to mail that PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail, like I mentioned to you, within 6 to 10 days. What address do you want them to mail it to? And it's not going to show on Google, just an FYI.
Okay, it'd be 2941.
Uh-huh.
Durst Colebrook Road, D-U-R-S-T.
D as in David?
Yes.
Colebrook, got it. Road, right? And that's Cortland.
Yes.
Okay, 44410. Okay, and I'm going to hide that address because we don't want that showing up on Google. There's no, like, unit number or anything like that, right?
Nope.
Okay. And then the card that you're using today for the payment for the $199, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, Chris, or is it in both?
It's both. I got to run
okay.
outside and grab it, though.
No worries. While you're doing that, I'm going to take a look at the calendar, okay, just to see what appointments we have available today, okay? So, whatever time I give you is your time zone, okay?
And this is for today?
Yes. Do you have any, like, are you kind of open later on this afternoon? Because the latest appointment I have for today for your client interview would be 6 to 7 at your time.
Oh, man. The girlfriend works 12 hours, so.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that.
Okay. She doesn't get home until 6:30.
Okay.
And I would tell you that I'd have a set time for my daughter because she lays down for a nap here soon, but she's been sick for the last 2 days.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, and I can't give you a time on.
Okay.
On when I'll be free.
So today won't work for you? What about tomorrow?
She works again tomorrow.
Okay. So let me tell you the times that I have available today, and those are also times right now that I see available for tomorrow, okay? Today, I have, let me take a look here. Today, I have 1 to 2. I have 2 to 3. I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Okay. Tomorrow, I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Now, I could set you up for 6 to 7, okay, and ask them if they could call you closer to 6:30.
Okay.
And they will call you, so they'll call you basically the way we set it up is they'll call you between 6 and 7 o'clock, right? And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. If it's not a good time, right, when they call you, just at least answer the phone and tell them, listen, can you call me back in 20 minutes? And they can do that. Okay?
Well, I could do that if you wanted to do that for tomorrow.
Okay. What time tomorrow is going to work for you? Yeah, we can do that tomorrow. What time works best for you then? You want to do the 6 to 7?
Yeah, if we could.
Okay. Not a problem. But I do want to get you through that as soon as we can, okay? So let's schedule it for 6 to 7 tomorrow. They will call you, Chris, from an 877 number, okay? So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour. And they'll actually send you a reminder an hour before your client interview letting you know that it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, if they call you and you're like, pick up the phone and just tell them, listen, can you call me back in 20 minutes? Or at least give them that heads up and then they'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, so don't worry about that. All right.
And then, I didn't get out to get my card yet. One second.
Okay.
My daughter just kind of.
It's okay. No worries. No worries. In the meantime, I'm going to start working on some of your notes. Poor thing. I know when the kids are sick, that's terrible.
Oh, it's been, this is her first, like, I mean, she's been sick a few times, but this one, she's got a pretty good sickness going.
Poor baby.
And she goes out of town Friday and.
Oh no.
Yeah. So,
poor baby. I know, you know what? When the kids are sick, I think it hurts me more because I'm like, I don't, you know what I mean? They're not feeling good.
Yeah.
And
they're
you just don't
good.
Know
She's
how to make
older.
Them more comfortable and,
yeah,
you know.
She doesn't talk, you know, really yet, so you don't really
how
have any information.
She?
She'll be 2 in October.
Oh, she's still little.
Yeah.
God bless her.
So that's why everything's kind of tight and everything's hard
no,
to juggle
I
everything
get it.
At the moment.
We know when I have 11 grandkids, and especially the youngest one, you know when he's not feeling well because he doesn't eat, and that kid eats all day long.
Yeah.
All day.
Well, that's
like,
how she's been.
Really?
She hasn't been eating. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, the best thing you can do is just kind of give them fluids, popsicle, you know, just.
Yep.
That's the best thing you can do for them, and just they'll eat when they're hungry. You know what I mean?
Yep. Hang on, baby girl. like fighting me.
Mm.
Yeah, I would love to do this today, but I'd hate to give you guys a time and then she doesn't, because
yeah,
she didn't even take a nap yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's best, let's at least give her that extra day, you know, and so let's do it tomorrow, the client interview. That's totally fine. As long as we can get you through it tomorrow, that's perfect. Do you have
a
business logo by chance?
I don't.
Okay, so we'll build one for you. It doesn't cost you anything. We'll include it, okay? And the technician will talk to you about it. You can give them some ideas. If you like it, then you stick with it. If you don't, then tell them, I want a new one. I don't like that one. Okay?
And then,
it's not going to cost
you more. Can I go without one, too, if that's the case?
You can. Yeah. I would say let them build you the business logo. If you decide, you know what, I don't want it, then you just let them know that. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. And then, let's see here. Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preferred method of contact?
Probably text or phone call.
Okay.
I'll do an email, too. You know, I know
some people kind of like it. But your preference would be phone and text?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation that you want me to list?
Well, I guess for Google,
and I would say like when you're answering the phone, you know?
Yeah. I don't like to cut it off at 5 or 6 because people are getting home and still trying to call.
Do you want me to just put open?
Yeah, because
okay.
I mean, I don't normally answer the phone at like night time, but they can always leave a message.
They can leave
a
message,
I mean?
Right? Yeah, no,
right.
Of course. Okay. Now, I know we talked about stump grinding. What are some other, I just want to notate a couple of keywords here just to kind of give them a general idea. Stump grinding, anything else you want me to notate, residential, commercial, tree stump removal, what do you want me to list on here?
Tree stump removal's fine. I guess residential because I don't, I guess I'm not really big enough to do commercial yet.
Okay. If and when you decide you want to start taking that on, let us know. Are you licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just asked in the process.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Awesome. And then what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check, Venmo?
Cash, check right now. I don't do Venmo or Cash App or anything like that.
Or Zelle? No Zelle?
No.
Okay.
I was accepting cards, but then I gave it up because I didn't have anyone using it.
Okay. If and when you start taking those, you know, just let us know so that way we can update it. And then, now this also, you do have an option. It doesn't cost you more. It is included. They can also provide you what's called a tracking number, okay? So instead of your actual phone number showing there listed, it would be a tracking number that is linked to your phone number. It does come with an app that you can download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Poor baby. Did you need a few minutes? Do you want me to call you back so that way you can tend to her?
No, we're okay right now. Come on.
Poor baby.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to just show your physical phone number for now, that's fine. Just know that at any time, we can also provide you a tracking number. Do you prefer to just keep it with your phone number listed for now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's all set on that. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to actually right now walk you through our voice verification, and then we'll take down, you know, the information on the card. So the voice verification, it's a recording for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date. As I'm walking you through it, Chris, if there's anything that you don't understand, just let me know, just stop me so this way I can review it and rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
New View Stump Grinding LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Johnson, owner and operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So what this means is that anytime we call you, text you, or email you, we just ask that you respond, you know, within 24 hours. We know sometimes you're in the middle of a job tending to your daughter, you know. So just give
right.
us a call when you have the availability, okay? Do
and
keep in
mind.
And
that's for every job I get?
No. What we're saying is sometimes, you know, because the management team is going to be managing your account, right? So
yeah.
they might see that there's a keyword that we want to update that is being more searchable for your services. So they'll give you a call just to kind of give you updates on that. So we're just asking that you call us back in a timely manner, you know,
oh,
if they're
okay,
reviewing
yeah.
your account with you. Okay. Now,
yeah.
do keep in mind, you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of product. Okay. They are not associated with Local Splash. We are never going to call you for more money.
Okay.
So just be aware. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No. I don't know what that means.
I will explain it. I usually do.
Okay. okay,
so what
yeah.
this means is we're not saying okay, that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call, okay, so we can reference it and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that
okay.
means.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 24th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be made on September 24th, 2022, in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the discounted amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, okay, or to suspend it, you're going to contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that concludes that. And then you said the card has both your name and the business name, right?
Yeah, it has my name first and then my business name.
How does your name read on there? Just Christopher Johnson or is there like a middle initial?
There's a middle initial.
Okay. M. What, M? Okay.
Yeah, as in Michael.
Okay, got it. And then how does the business name read on there?
So they couldn't fit the whole thing on, but it says
right.
New View Sump.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as your home address at 2941?
Yeah, 2941, yes.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. And what's the card number when you're ready?
All right, it's 4034-8600-6329-1347.
Expiration month and year?
0325.
And the CVV code on the back?
683.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you. 4034-8600-6329-1347, correct?
Yes.
And that's March of the year 25. CVV code on the back is 683, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to update the package now. I'm going to process the payment. You're going to receive your receipt both via text and to your email. We send it to both, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to go over that with you as well. Once you receive it, what I want you to look for, it'll say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, Dear Christopher M. Johnson, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email, so let me know when you see that. Give it about a minute or so. Should be coming through.
Let's see, I don't have an email yet.
Yeah. Give it just a second. It's spinning. Okay. It should be coming any minute now. While that's coming through, I'm also going to send you another email. You'll be receiving, it's going to be your calendar invite. Okay. Remember, tomorrow they're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. Again, it'll be from an 877 number. I am going to notate if they can call you closer, you know, to 6:30, but if when they call you, you still need like 20 minutes or 15 minutes, just pick up the phone and tell them, can you call me back in like 20 or 30 minutes?
Okay.
And then they'll call you back. Okay.
Okay. Yep. I think I just got that email.
Awesome. Okay. Go ahead and check that. You'll open it up and it'll start off by saying, Dear Christopher M. Johnson, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do
yeah.
you see that there? Okay. So you're going to click on where it says, please click here.
Okay.
And it's going to take you to a page, Chris, that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. And there's
okay.
going to be where it's asking you for your signature, right?
Yep.
Okay. Right above that, though, before you sign, there's a little box to the left. And it says right next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct. Do you see that there?
I do.
Okay, so you're going to click in that little box because what you're saying is it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then what you'll do in the signature box is you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads. Okay, don't put a period after the M, just Christopher M. Johnson. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because the next thing you should see is it's asking you for a username and a password. So let me know when you see that.
All right, I'm going to click on this confirm signature right now.
Yes. Okay.
All right, I got the username and password.
Perfect. So we don't have the username and password yet, but I wanted you to see this part. This is where you go in to log in to track your results with us. So within 5 to 7 days, they're going to email you this link, a username and a password that you can update to a password of your choice, because it'll be a password that we generate, okay? This is why, okay, I want you to watch that video, okay? Other than that, the last question I did want to ask, are you going to authorize your girlfriend to also make changes to the account if in the event you can't call in to make a change, or do you want to be the only one as a point of contact?
I'm the only one right now.
Okay. Awesome. So I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Chris, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
You're very welcome. I hope she feels better, the little one.
Thank you.
I'm taking enough of her daddy's time, right? You're so welcome.
Well, I do appreciate it. Like I said,
of course.
I guess the only other question I really have is, I kind of lost it.
No worries.
Those text messages and stuff that you sent over with that video and stuff. Is that something that we can look at in like an hour or two?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just say make sure you do take a look at the video just to kind of start getting familiar with how you log in. And it kind of walks you through on logging into your reports. It's really simple, nothing complicated, but just so you can kind of get familiar with the reporting system. Okay. Yeah. At any time you have a moment, 6 minutes, then go ahead and do that. Yeah. It's not like you need to do it right now, but just get familiar with it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. You have a good day, and I hope she feels better.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.